Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Holly Shea, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320 WILS. We are .com. Now we are going out to my new friend who I met by phone this afternoon. Rick, how are you, Rick?
I'm doing fine.
I've got to tell people how we met over the phone. I got a hold of the phone number that at one point belonged to Darren McCarty, former Detroit Red Wing Darren McCarty. I find it fascinating. So I called the phone number, and Rick, you answered the phone. And then you tell me this happens to you quite a bit, doesn't it?
It sure does. He's a very popular guy.
Yes, he is. Well, this means you're getting more popular by the moment, too, isn't it? He just turned in his old phone number and got a new number, and when you went in to get a phone, they assigned you the number. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, they gave me a choice of a bunch of numbers, and it was an easy one to remember, and I picked this one and ended up being his old one.
And how long have you had this phone number, Rick?
The first part of November.
So this is kind of a new thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was calling to see if I could get Darren McCarty on the show tonight to talk about, of course, the Detroit Red Wings going to Game 7 with the Sharks. I'll ask you, what are your thoughts? Are you a Red Wings fan?
Oh, yes. I don't sit and watch a whole lot, but I'm definitely a Red Wing fan.
So what's your prediction tonight? Make it good, Rick.
Oh, I'd have to say they're definitely hot. They're going to take it. I don't think it's going to go to Game 7.
There you go. I like that prediction. What I want to know from you is some of the funny phone calls or texts, and we're going to keep them clean, Rick, but some of the funny phone calls or texts you've gotten, people thinking they're texting or calling Darren McCarty.
Well, there's a few people looking for memorabilia to take to shows to auction off, and just a number of people wanting tickets to games and how you been? How about them tickets you told me about? just a number of things, and don't forget about them bar scenes either. He's pretty hot there.
He's pretty good at the bar scene.
Oh, he must be.
According to the calls and texts you get, huh?
Yep. Looking for somebody to go out and party with, and it's been pretty characteristic.
Well, I was going to say, do you ever say, hey, I'm a fun guy, too. I'll meet with you.
Oh, I sure have. I've had fun with some of them, yes.
I'm guessing you do. Well, you're a good sport, Rick. When I called, when you said this isn't Darren, it's not his phone, I called you back because I thought I just wanted you to know this was a legit call. It wasn't just some random girl calling. So I appreciate you being a good sport and coming on to talk with me tonight. It's a pleasure to meet you over the phone, Rick, who now has Darren McCarty's old phone number, and continue to have fun with it. You need to write a book.
Oh, I should, really.
You should keep track of all of this and write a book. Well, take care of yourself, yep. Rick. I appreciate your time tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with my friend Rick, who is actually, he said, a gravel train driver in the Detroit area. So love my new friend, Rick. I am actually heading out here in just a minute to head to the Wharton Center for the show Chicago, which is running through Sunday. I encourage everyone to get tickets. I'm sure it's going to be a great show. I'll tell you about it tomorrow. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. Don't forget the Tony Connolly Morning Show, 6 to 9 a.m. weekday mornings, all the latest news and information. Have a great night, everybody.